We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are WZGC Atlanta.
Hit sock.
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
An intercom communication station.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
It is a big day around here for all of us. It is our golf tournament today at Top Golf.
Top Golf. We're going to be out there hacking and tearing up. Well, at least we don't get to tear up any greens. Well, I don't get to tear up any greens. That's probably a good thing. It's probably a real good thing.
Yeah, we're going to have a little interesting way to kind of spin our golf tournament. Everybody's got golf. Well, everybody. A lot of people have, you know, celebrity golf tournaments, and we have one where Grady Jarrett's helping us put it on. There's going to be a ton of celebrities at Top Golf this afternoon. By the way, we still have a few individual slots left, and maybe one team slot on our website at 929 The Game. And if you want to jump in, it's at 2 o'clock this afternoon, so you still have some time. If your day is just suddenly freed up and you want to come hang with us this afternoon starting at 2 o'clock at Top Golf Midtown, you can go to 929thegame.com and sign up. Rockin' Jocks right there at the top. It's our celebrity golf outing. A ton of Falcons are going to be there. Ray Lewis is going to be there. A lot of great football players, Spoon and Spikes and on and on and on. It's going to be Vic Beasley and Tack McKinley and the whole list of Falcons we don't know, but they're going to be a boatload of them, that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, they're going to come from training camp. It's going to probably take them a little time to get there. They're going to come down and hang out with their boy, Grady Jarrett. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be a little warm out there today. It's pretty good, but at least the good thing about it, John, we're under a canopy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't have to worry about sweating a whole lot.
Which makes it kind of a unique event because unlike, you know, the regular celebrity golf, everybody scatters out in carts. We're all going to be playing Top Golf. And, yes, there will be a competition, a Target Golf competition. And there are going to be prizes to be had and, of course, selfies all over the place. Plus, you've got the bar right there. And the.
Did you just say selfies all over the place? Did you say selfies? Is that like a thing?
I don't know. Ask Wendy. She would know.
Why are you throwing Wendy under the bus? I'm just saying, it's going to be selfies to be had with everybody. But you're right. It probably will be. Don't you think it's kind of weird? Now, listen, I'm not – listen, anytime that anybody asks to take a picture, it's a blessing. But it feels to me kind of weird when you take selfies with dudes and they lean in and they take the selfie. I think it's better if you're a guy. Yes, you know, just like that, Daryl. I think it's better if you're taking a selfie with somebody, if you're taking a picture with somebody, just ask somebody that's passing to take the picture because it just, to me, it just looks a little weird.
You mean the lean in is.
Yeah, when the dudes lean in, like two dudes lean in and take a selfie. That is not a masculine look in my eyes. Now, if you do that, I am not trying to say you're not masculine. I'm saying maybe you want to not do that because it just looks weird when you're taking selfies and then you. Then you the dude that do it with the angles? I mean, I'll still take the picture, but I'm just saying, let's try to get somebody else to take that picture. Because that's just not a good look for a dude. Now, that's okay for the women.
Is it okay for the women, Wendy, to do that? I mean, take the selfie.
Is it okay for women to do that? Yes.
But what about the dudes? How you feel about the dudes? It's okay for the dude to do the selfie?
What if there's no one around to take the picture?
Well, you better wait till somebody get there. You better put a timer.
What if the person's just walking out of a restaurant?
And you say, excuse me, sir or madam. Could you take the selfie?
Did you just do that?
Daryl just took a selfie.
Which wasn't uncomfortable.
But that's with a woman.
Well, he's with a woman.
It's not different, though.
It is different.
You're not – okay, so if someone that you're never going to see, your favorite player, is just right there for the moment but has to take off, you're going to wait for someone for 5 minutes to walk by?
But seriously, how many times when you take selfies is it just you and that person? That really rarely ever happens, but if it does happen, like I said, that's
okay. Some people are introverted and don't want to ask people for help, so they're just saying, hey, can I take a picture?
How can you be introverted if you're asking for pictures? That's
because it took a lot of guts to just ask for the picture, and then you have to go ask somebody else. I mean, you just get anxiety about it.
Right.
So let's just take a selfie. It makes it that much easier.
If you're a guy, You don't need to be leaning in, taking the selfie.
Yes, you can, guys.
No, you
can't. Be secure in yourself and take that selfie.
It doesn't look right. I'm not saying, listen, it doesn't look right. If you do it and there's no, like, if you have to do it, then do what you got
to
do.
Looks fine.
But
to
it
me.
Just doesn't work if you're, it just looks weird.
Just if you see Hugh anywhere at any time going forward, guys, make sure you take a selfie with Hugh.
Yes, and hug me because I like
make
that.
Make sure you hug him, put your arm around his neck.
Hey, and hug me real tight because I like that.
By the way, our sponsors for the event today, Peach State Health Plan, Chief Jerome Little, Renewal by Anderson, the Falcons, Atlanta United, the Atlanta Hawks, Grill Dome, PTS Promotional, Brasstown Valley Resort and Spa, and raffle prizes. We said it's going to be a great event, and there are a couple of spots open still on our website at 929thegame.com. So if your day has just opened up, come join us. Click on the website, sign up, come out there. All the stars will have food. We're going to have going to be a great day. Okay, I'm just telling you, it's going to be a lot of fun. We mentioned it's a big day for us for our Top Golf and our Celebrity Golf Classic with Grady Jarrett, but it's also a big day because the Braves playing this afternoon in that rubber match against the San Diego Padres. Mike Foltynewicz on the mound, a 3:40 start, and the Braves getting ready to try to take this series and possibly be in first place by even more if Washington should lose tonight. It's also a big night because Atlanta United, as just mentioned, is playing the Open Cup tonight in Kennesaw against the Charleston Battery. But it's also game three of the NBA Finals. And, man, Hugh, what can the Cleveland Cavaliers do to you know, right this ship? Because I think the only hope they have is to win tonight. Whatever little hope they have, the 5% hope they have, they lose tonight, you're talking about over. It may already be over.
Let me tell you, John, I honestly feel that their best chance to win was Thursday. Now, I'm not counting out LeBron James, but – I'm trying to figure out what is it that he has to do. He scores 50 the first night. They still don't win. He gets his teammates involved, which Daryl kindly pointed out. Shout out to my man Daryl Ashurst for pointing out that they played team ball, and they still didn't get it done. I think it has to be a little bit of both. He had 29 points that night, the other night when they lost. But I think that, man, you have to – You got to do a little bit of both. You probably, in order to have success, I still think you got to be in the 30 to 40 range. And Kevin Love has to have the kind of night that he had the other night. He had 22 points the other night. You got to kind of marry that too. And J.R. Smith needs to redeem himself. He definitely needs to redeem himself because he came up short in the first one and in the second one. It's time. You know, and I don't know how anybody else saw it, but to me, it looked like he was kind of forcing a lot of shots when he was out there taking them. You need to do better. Like, guys need to step their game up. They need to really step their game up. And their bench needs to play better. Guys coming off the bench need to contribute a little bit. That's what needs to happen for the Cavs to have a chance to win this one. It's going to be tough. But being at home, I think they'll be rejuvenated. LeBron's going to be rejuvenated. And you got so much time off. You're a little bit rested. You're at home in your building. I think they're going to come up. They're going to show up tonight. Now, when? I'll go out on the limb and say they win tonight. I'm comfortable with that. I think it's going to be a hard-fought battle. It's probably going to be a 1-2 point game win, but I think they win tonight.
Yeah, they'll probably get a little bit of home cooking, you would think. I mean, the NBA is kind of notorious for that. I'm not one of these guys who's a conspiracy theorist. I just think that you tend to get some calls at home. It kind of goes your way. There are a lot of calls that can – look, we all understand that, as in the NFL where holding could be called on every play, you could call a foul pretty much on every play in the NBA. And sometimes you just get a little bit of lean. This is a little bit of lean, towards the home. You get influenced by the fans. Referees are human. I'm not saying the league is sending out an order to say, hey, listen, you guys got to, call the game a certain way. You just get a little bit of lean. Now – whether that means the one thing about this is it won't mean anything. That lean won't mean a darn thing if Steph Curry is, 10 of 11.
That's the thing you worry about. Hey, John, that's the thing you worry about. Because Steph hit you the other night for 33, and he was shooting wherever he wanted to shoot. So that's the thing you really worry about. You worry about whether or not Steph Curry is going to have that kind of night.
Because if he does,
it's kiss the baby.
It's done and done-er because it's just a question with, break up the Warriors because – Houston came out, and this is what ESPN said this morning. What the Warriors are doing to the Cavs is just mean. Houston drilled the perfect plan for Golden State's juggernaut and still lost. And, there's no way Cleveland could keep up. I don't know if they drove the perfect juggernaut. I think James Harden just tried to step his game up, but, of course, he reached his ceiling. And I just wonder if LeBron reaches hip. If not for the comeback 2 years ago, that 3-1 comeback 2 years ago, we'd be talking about the Warriors winning their fourth straight NBA title.
Yeah, and being unstoppable. And now you're talking about a team that has a few contracts coming up. I think Klay Thompson's contract is coming up with the Warriors and the Slim Reaper, KD, and whether or not how they're going to try to keep those guys together. But the bottom line is this. They have a starting lineup where they have some really, really good shooters, and you can't just key on one person. Because the one night that Steph Curry's not on, then you got KD that's on. Or you got Klay Thompson, the other light-skinned brother that they don't really talk about a whole lot, that's starting to step his game up. So it's one of those things. Yes, John, light-skinned is coming back. The light-skins are coming back. But, yeah, it's one of those things, man, where I never want to bet against LeBron James because he is the best player on the planet.
Uh-huh.
But it has been proven on more than one occasion that you can't do it by yourself. Now, he's come close to almost doing it by himself, but they just had too much firepower. They really do. And now I'm starting to see where you're talking about the receding of this whole thing, because as of today, two games in, it feels like their biggest test was the Houston Rockets, the Golden State Warriors, that is. That their biggest test right now,
mm-hmm.
at two games in, that the biggest test for them was the Houston Rockets.
Right, and the reseeding thing is just a Final Four thing, because if you had reseeded this year, you would have probably had something on the order of Golden State versus Cleveland and Houston versus Boston. And if you had that, would we have a Golden State-Houston final? Maybe. I don't know that we certainly wouldn't have a Golden State-Cleveland final, because they would have been reseeded into playing in the opening round. And so, yeah, I just don't know how they match up here. One of the things about Golden State that's true is that the Golden State Warriors are just not a one-man team, whereas a lot of teams are. You know, Houston, Chris Paul, okay, fine, I get it, but it's still James Harden's team. You know, certainly it's LeBron's team. But when you got Kevin Durant or Steph Curry, I don't know whose team it is. And that's the thing that makes them so difficult, is because one night it's Steph Curry's team, was in game two. The other night it's Kevin Durant's team.
I think that comes from just having multiple shooters. But to your point, I think it's Steph Curry's team. Like, when you look at the grand scheme of thing, it's Steph Curry's team. But I get your point. When he was hurt, they kind of did okay without it. But I still think it's his team. They just have some guys out there that it's almost like the Braves. If you have somebody that's off one night, somebody else is going to carry you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing. Like, if LeBron has an off night, the Cleveland Cavaliers are in trouble. Because who are you looking to step up? Kevin Love? He's still, like, he stepped up, but he's not going to give you what you need to win the game. What, J.R. Smith? You're talking about a bunch of guys that are starters for the Cavs that were, like, coming off the bench somewhere else. You know what I mean? J.R. Smith was coming off the bench. So it's one of those things where LeBron has to be on. He has to be on. And it had, like, especially in these last two games, he has to be frustrated. He has to be, especially after that first one. And everybody's breaking down that first game and reading lips and looking at what he was saying. That man right there is gone. He left. He left. He left after that first game. It feels to me like he just left. He was like, I'm out. Yeah, I'm going somewhere else.
And to that, if they lose tonight, that's all anybody will talk about tomorrow, because it'll be a foregone conclusion that the series is over. So therefore, the discussion tomorrow will center around, where does LeBron go? Forget about game four. This series is over. It is time for it to be over for you, because you need to win $1,000 right now.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
towel. You have till 9:59 to text the word towel, T-O-W-E-L, to 72881. That's towel, T-O-W-E-L, to 72881. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. You get you a towel and text it to 72881, and hopefully you can win $1,000. Again, the word is towel to 72881 in the national signing bonus for this hour. Towel to 72881.
Use it in the sentence, John Freaky.
You don't have your towel today.
No, I don't. I left it at home. That's a good one. I did, because I usually have full disclosure on the show. I usually, when I get up in the morning, like, I put a lot of lotion on. I'm usually really greasy. And my ears, like, my headphones are real greasy. So I put a towel over my head to kind of keep the grease off my headphones. And I forgot it today, so my headphones are a little greasy. I come to work a little oiled up every morning. Like I'm about to go on stage at Chippendales. Because, I mean, I need lotion, man.
Okay. That was a thought I did not need in my head. No, that's okay. That's
no,
all right.
Because
you know?
remember back
remember
in the day.
Remember Dad Bod's rule, okay? That's yeah, all I can tell
yeah.
you.
Like red, like when you know, a few years ago when I used to come in here in the morning, like I would fill in and Randy Cross would come in. Uh-huh. And I would have lotion. Like, it would just be this whole little formica thing would be all greased up. And you would just look at me like, really?
Really?
Like, why I look like that? So that's why I started carrying the towel, because I didn't want to, you know, being all greased up. I didn't want the grease and stuff to be all on the table. It looked like somebody just waxed the floor with grease and stuff. So that's why I would carry a towel.
The talk tomorrow, you know as well as I do, that immediately after this game tonight, if it goes to 0-3, all of the questions are going to be about one guy and his future.
Because, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
No, I'm going to tell you what it's going to be about, John. It's going to look at – you're going to look at his facial expressions. Especially if it goes south early. Like, people are going to be looking to see if LeBron James checks out. Because that's what we that's kind of the way – when I watch people talk about this series and what has happened in the last two games, that has kind of been, to me, the storyline. You're watching his mannerisms, and you're watching to see how he's reacting to certain things that happen. And they're picking it apart. Because I've seen – it's been, what, a couple days removed from the first game, and we're still breaking down what he said in that first matchup. And did you have a timeout? Because the big question was he asked Coach Lou, did you have a timeout? And he said, yeah, we had a timeout. And as soon as he said that, he just went ballistic.
We have a ton of stars coming to our Top Golf event today that yes. we want you to be part of.
Yes, we do. And hopefully we might have some stars calling in the next break. All that on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is big.
Okay. Let's do it.
We're giving away $250,000.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's National Signing Bonus.
Listen every weekday from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. and you could win $1,000 every hour, all day.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Join 92.9 The Game this Saturday starting at noon at Fadeau Irish Pub in Buckhead for the Atlanta United versus New York FC watch party. Did I say it right, Daryl? Fadeau. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Yes. It's the small wins that make the most. That make the most for you. It's the small wins.
It's going to be an awful lot of fun for a viewing party as Atlanta United plays tonight against Charleston, and then they play, of course, this big game against New York City and the viewing party on the weekend at Fadeau. John and Hugh on the morning show at the Kia Studios on this busy day, and, of course, big day for us with our Top Golf event coming up this afternoon. We do want to stress again, you can go to our website, 929thegame.com, and you can still be part of it. It's at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and we do still have a couple of open spaces for this if you want to weigh in and be part of the event and jump into the fray. And we, of course, we were talking about selfies and whether or not you could have, selfies, whether that was kind
yeah,
of a cool
a lot
thing.
A lot of people are weighing in on this. The only way you could take a selfie with another guy and lean in is if it's with your family, like your wife and your kids. Now, that's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, and if you decide to do this, guys, I'm not complaining. I'm not going to take the picture. I'm just saying it just looks a little weird. When you are leaned in next to a guy and you are taking selfies. Like, it was one time I was at the gym, and The Rock was at the gym working out.
All right.
And some guy was in the gym working out. He saw it was The Rock. And he's like, hey, man, can we take a picture? And he took a selfie picture. Like, he did the angles.
Oh, yeah, raised it up.
And he pointed it up.
Yeah.
And then he did the little deuce in there. Uh-huh. And he was like, yeah, me. And then he was like, yeah, me and my boy Rock at the gym chilling. And I'm like, that's just the weirdest thing to me. And not only that. He had, like, The Rock had his bodyguards there with him. You could have just asked one of the bodyguards, hey, big fella.
Right.
Can you take this picture? I want to, you know.
But selfies are cool, Hugh.
Selfies, like.
It's a cool thing.
It's cool when you take them with women. But when two guys are hugged up together looking and they're shooting, it just, to me, it's just a little different. It's different. It's not bad. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, guys, if you could do it better with the selfie game, it would probably be better if you had somebody else take the picture for you.
No, I think you're good. Everyone's good. Take a selfie with whoever you want.
I mean, you
just make sure you angle it just the right way. You need it above your head that
angles.
Way. You know,
do you got to,
the angles are important, Hugh.
I'm finding that out. I am finding out.
Same with lighting.
You have to have the leg up. Is it the right leg that has to be in the up like a cheerleader or the left? It
depends
all depends
what side you are on.
Mm.
If you're on the left side, left leg pop. On the right side, right leg pop. If you're in the middle, I don't know.
I'm gonna try that today when I take selfies.
Yeah, don't.
I'm gonna put the leg pop up.
No.
Daryl looked at me like he's gonna punch me in my head.
Or one leg in front of the other makes them appear thinner. So there's
is that what it is? Yes. And that's why the angles. So if I take it at an angle, it made me look thinner.
Yes.
Well, Rob the Barbarian tweeted at me and said, "Which is worse, asking for autographs or asking to take a selfie?" And of course, in the media, we can't ask for autographs or selfies. I can't really answer the question. But I would think that, I don't know. They're probably about the same. I mean,
I don't like if you're asking. It's not a bad thing to ask. I just think it's kind of, you know, it just looks weird when guys do it. It's look weird when guys do the hugged up selfie. It just, to me, it just does, because that's not a part of man code. That's like a man code violation.
Hey, by the way, for NBA Game 3, because we were talking about it earlier about Game 3 of the NBA Finals. I did notice this is something that popped this morning. For the game tonight, there's going to be something a little bit different. The NBA's Referees Association, okay, the NBRA, the NBA's Referees Association, they're going to live tweet the game tonight and double guess every call of the game.
Good luck with that.
This is the Referees Association trying to, I guess, hold their referees accountable. They're going to live tweet the game as it goes along.
Yeah, because the refs have been under fire the last couple games, John.
Yep.
Like, because they've been calls that you could say went the Warriors' way, but there's been some calls that went against the Cavs and some egregious calls.
Yeah.
Like that offensive foul, that was an offensive foul on LeBron James, and he had position. Now, that was one that, you know, what was it, Mark Jackson and Coach Van Gundy were really going in about that, and they was like, that was ridiculous. So there have been some calls that have been looked at as kind of shady. But this has been the NBA. The refs have been under fire in the NBA for, what, the last 10 years? And nothing has really changed? Think about it. There's record of a ref in the NBA who had shady dealings. Did some time.
Yeah, he was throwing games.
He did some time. So you mean to tell
me. He was throwing games.
Yes, he was. And you mean to tell me that all of a sudden you really didn't. You really didn't do anything to address that. And what I mean by that is nothing, what really changed? And people still feel that way about the refs in the NBA. Like, you know, there's some little bit of shadiness going on because you don't get the same game called every night. And some stuff gets called. Sometimes they let them play in some finals and sometimes they don't.
Here's what it says. Story says that presumably because of a response to the cries of poor officiating, the referees union will be live tweeting the game. Game 3 between Golden State and Cleveland. The union says, this is the NBRA, the National Basketball Referees Association, the union says they will watch the game and respond with reactions to the game and give explanations to why whistles were blown
they weren't blown.
Yeah,
what
right.
about why they weren't blown,
right, to the NBA. You know, one of the things that's always kind of bothered me a little bit, Hugh, is that, you know, this whole thing about the last 2 minutes when the NBA's been doing this. Oh, well, we come back after the game and go, well, we blew this call and blew this call and blew this call.
My bad.
Yeah, I'm not sure I like that because, you know, when I understand what they're trying to do, but when they come in and do it, all it does is make everybody mad.
Well, they're trying to be held accountable.
Right.
And they're trying to make it, I guess, make the fans say, well, you know what? The NBA cares and they're trying to do better. Nah, bruh, do it during the game. Get them right during the game. Because after the game, it doesn't matter. You're not going to change the score because some of these calls late in the game change the momentum. Like that non-call against LeBron, that offensive foul, that non-call, that swung the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
That swung the whole momentum of that game. And that would have probably have been the first – the Cavs would have won game one. They would have won game one. But there's a few calls in that game that the referees missed. So – That's what you look at it. So when you come back and say my bad, it doesn't matter. Now, it doesn't matter to the guy that bet on the game, that bet for the Cavs to win the first one. It doesn't matter because he's not going to go back to Vegas and say, hey, the refs made a bad call. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, you need to give me my money because the refs blew that game.
You know, I was about to ask a question and I had to stop myself. And I'm going to ask a question. I have to clarify the question. The question is going to be, which of the leagues has the worst officiating? Is it the NFL, Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, or the NBA? And because I was about to say, who's got the worst officiating? And then it occurred to me, I go, well, the worst officiating in the world is boxing or figure skating, right? I mean, oh, my God, it's just awful.
I would say.
But of the four leagues, Major League Soccer, the NFL, the NBA, or Major League Baseball, which do you have the most gripes with?
I would say baseball, and particularly the strike zone. That's the issue because it's different. Every ref strike zone is different. And I would say, but that's not as egregious as some of the stuff that happens in the NBA, but I would say the strike zone. Because it could be like for a pitcher to sit out there on the mound and number one, you got to have your stuff. You got to be on point mm-hmm. as a pitcher. And then you have to figure out what's this referee's strike zone like every night. Because mm-hmm. sometimes they might be a little bit more generous and sometimes they might be a little bit more stingy with it. So I think that one. Because, man, I'm telling you, as much baseball as I have watched, I have a newfound respect for the duel that goes on with the pitcher and the hitter and that whole thing with the whole strike zone thing. And then not only that, John, just trying to sit in there and hit one of those heaters and not get hit with a pitch. Like, that's a lot. You know, and so to me, it's the strike zone and the refs when they have those strike zones and they're not consistent.
And to me, it's major league soccer because I just ended my feelings as a because I just think it's so random this whole well right now it is because they can't figure out VAR, but in basketball, I mean, they don't follow the rules of basketball. This is what drives me nuts. If you follow the rules of basketball, traveling would be two steps. If you follow the rules of basketball as written, everybody would be guilty of palming every single time down. They don't dribble from the top of the basketball like we were taught. They turn it over. Who yeah. doesn't, you know?
And not only that,
they carry the ball on every drill, every dribble.
Some of that one dunk that James Harden had where he split the two defenders, he traveled. Like, it was a super travel. And they didn't call it, but it was written down as one of the great. Oh, that was awesome how he split the two defenders and took it to the basket. He traveled. But, I mean, you know, people have gripes with every referee. But, yeah, that the NBA, the way that they're handling that, yeah, that's pretty terrible too.
If they let Golden State and Cleveland go and they put them on a playground somewhere,
somebody gonna get hurt.
Yeah, I know that. Who wins?
I'm gonna clean this up a little bit, but I'm gonna say LeBron and his crew because they look like they're a little bit more scrappy. You know them light skinned dudes. They don't like to fight like that. They don't want to get bruised up. They don't want to get lumped up. I mean, it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? They get to crying. Oh, dude, why you gotta play like that, bro? Why you gotta elbow me in the chest? Play basketball, game time. Nah, they don't want that heat. And LeBron's a big like.
LeBron's a street baller. I mean, that's what I'm
LeBron,
thinking. You
like
know?
LeBron, like when he did that arm bar, when he arm barred old boy in the last game, he elbowed him, John. He shot him across the room. Like, if you want to play that brand of basketball, I think LeBron would like that.
Yeah, I do too.
Because he's so strong. Like, he would, man, come on. You don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You don't
yeah.
want that smoke.
That's what makes you see. I mean, that's what the kind of guy he is. And he's going to have that game tonight where he just says, I'm not going to let this happen. And if it does happen, if they lose game three and there's another, you know, Cleveland hiccup, it will be really interesting to me to watch game four, if for no other reason, it could be LeBron's last game as a Cavalier, but also because will LeBron just kind of mail it in? Because as Wendy said, you know, there were times in game two where they got way down and then LeBron just kind of stood there. I'm not saying he's mailing it in, but maybe we need to start talking about it. Watch for that tonight. I don't think he'll do it in game three because he's at home in front of his, you know, Cleveland fans. But watch what happens if they lose tonight in game four. Does LeBron begin to sort of...
He got to do it all. He's going to score 100.
Okay, I'm just sort of like done. Like I'm just... Well, some of the stories we missed on a very big and busy Wednesday... We'll get into the Wendy Zone next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9, the game.
Well, I know we were just talking about selfies. Hugh, I got to call you out because one of your frat brothers just hit us all up on Twitter, sending us a selfie of you and him from, it looks like a game day outside of
yes,
of the Falcons
was.
Game, tailgating
yes, yes.
beforehand.
Yes, it
so
was.
if you have any selfies with either Hugh Douglas, if you have one of John Fricke, Daryl, myself, with Bo, please tweet them to us at 929thegame, and we'll post your selfies. With Hugh,
I didn't say I haven't done it. I'm just saying it's a little, it's a little weird.
No,
it's a little weird.
That it looked comfortable like you were used to taking a selfie here. That is so my at 9:29 the game, Daryl.
They will not have any with me. I own God. I promise you that.
Well, if you have any selfies of anybody who is on the show, please tweet them to us at 9:29 the game.
But that's my friend, brother, though.
It doesn't matter, Hugh. I'm sure we'll get more.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Whitney.
That's what happens when you play radio.
I got you. Well, this is news that may make 76ers fans happy, but it's also kind of a basketball dating circle because this is going to get bizarre. Just roll with me. So, you know how we were talking about Ben Simmons of the 76ers dating a Kardashian? He was spotted with Kendall Jenner on Sunday. They were riding bikes. They've been dating for probably about 2 or 3 weeks. I'm not sure how long their relationship was. He was previously...
About the average length of a Kardashian relationship.
It just started, John, so there is that. So, previously, Ben Simmons was dating Tinashe, who is a singer, dancer. And so, just keep that name in mind. Well, Kendall Jenner was spotted on late Wednesday night out in New York City making out with a man named Anwar Hadid. If you don't recognize the last name, that is the brother to Gigi and Bella Hadid, who are both models. They are both best friends of Kendall Jenner. So this is just a day after Kendall was spotted with Ben Simmons, which may be good news that the Kardashian curse won't get to the 76ers and may go away.
But she
is single. Well, Ben Simmons was flying solo in Hollywood, making it seem that the two might not be together anymore. This was a day after Kendall was spotted making out with Anwar in New York City. But now there's this rumor. Meanwhile, there's reports that Ben's ex-girlfriend, Tinashe, whose name I just brought up, is moving on to allegedly hanging out with Kendall Jenner's ex-boyfriend, Blake Griffin.
Wild, wild, wild.
Get him.
So now we are full-fledged circle where Kendall is dating Ben Simmons, may not be dating Ben Simmons. Now Tinashe is dating Kendall Jenner's ex-boyfriend, Blake Griffin.
Could I go to, like, you know, Aaron's or Rent-A-Center and get a Kardashian? Because that's like what it is, isn't it? I mean,
that's a nice way of saying it. That's a nice way of saying it, John. That is the nicest way.
What do you mean? How is this any different than when guys date everyone? Absolutely, yes.
She's going to bat for the Kardashians.
I'm going to bat for women who are dating.
You know what, Whitney? It's so, like, just as a disclaimer.
Okay.
You could go to bat for anybody else but the Kardashians.
Why?
You cannot be,
why,
because
Hugh? Because
so,
why?
For so many reasons I cannot state on the radio because I will get called into the office. But you cannot go to bat
for
the
Kardashians.
No. The Kardashians.
They're human beings, too.
The Kardashians have been dropping bodies since they have been of a legal age.
I'm sure. Hugh, if we took a look at your dating record.
Legal age.
If we took a look at your dating record, or John, maybe yours, Daryl, myself, like, if we were put on public display, how many relationships or dates have you been on that could be in the tabloids? Anybody?
We ain't talking about me.
Gosh, silence is awesome.
We ain't talking about me.
I haven't been on it.
I didn't raise my hand.
I mean,
you're lumped into this too by association.
It's not okay. I will admit, it's not right. But their bodies play out in for everybody to see.
Correct.
I'm a little bit more discreet.
But
with
that's
my body dropping.
But that's why I can stick up for the Kardashians and whom they date. You are allowed to date.
She was just making out. She was just making out with Ben Simmons on Thursday.
She's dating. Are they in an exclusive relationship? Did you make it exclusive?
I can listen, Wendy.
No, it's not exclusive.
I can almost guarantee you, they took it to the next level because they probably took it to the next level.
Are they boyfriend and girlfriend? Have they established that they are boyfriend and girlfriend and not just dating or hanging out or whatever dudes want to use a term with? Dudes can't seem to commit lately.
Well, I can't blame him. I mean, all these guys that end up with her, they all end up with, like, in a whorehouse in Vegas with an overdose or something. I mean,
he went there.
You just lost a friend.
you just lost a friend.
Well, you guys can continue the segment.
Wow, thoughts.
I'm out.
She just left, y'all.
I'm out.
But what are we going to do now?
John, I gave you the dad bod story earlier, and this is how you repay me. I make your day. By the way, guys, if you're driving into work, it's National Running Day, and there was a survey earlier this morning where women prefer the dad bod, so you necessarily don't need to go on that run today, and you can go and kind of eat whatever you want today because the dad bod is in.
All right, but it's National Running Day. So are you going to take part in National Running Day?
I take part in National Running Day every day, John. I will, yes. And I will selfie myself running as well. I do that often.
Is it? Do you video it or do you just?
Yes, of course, John. I video it. I mean, if you don't video it, did it really happen?
Do you have a selfie stick?
Somewhere. I just don't use.
You
a selfie
don't use it
stick.
Anymore.
No, because now you have the pop socket, which makes holding your phone a little bit easier. Do you know what a pop socket is?
No.
Goes on the back of your phone.
Yeah, I've seen those.
See?
Yeah.
Can you see? It's like on the back of my
phone.
Oh,
yeah, right.
And it pops out, and you can just hold your phone like this, and you don't have to really worry about
putting your finger
falling.
In the selfie.
Yeah, or your phone falling at all.
Didn't mean to. I just can't help myself.
That's okay, John. I'll mention this other story really quick, but Vince McMahon committed to proving that the XFL can work this time around. Oliver Luck, who is the father of Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck, was revealed on Tuesday that he's been named the commissioner of the XFL. So we have a commissioner. This league doesn't start until 2022 or 2020.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. And the
it's
AAF,
going to be a while. No, the AAF starts next season.
Right, and they've
in
got a big jump. And they got a big jump on the XFL.
Yeah, but they're trying to just make sure that they get all their ducks in a row. They're trying to take their time.
Dotting the I's, crossing the T's.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
By the way, Birmingham has a coach. It's Tim Lewis, former NFL coordinator who hadn't coached in a couple of years. He's the new head coach at Birmingham.
Okay.
In the AAF. Coming up, top of the hour, Rick and John. Again, you have time to go to our website. 4 hours till we even begin at Top Golf in Midtown. If your day's freed up, come join us and all the stars at our Celebrity Golf Classic at Top Golf in Midtown. That's the Rockin' Jocks right on our front page. It's going to be a lot of fun today. Rick and John, top of the hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.